Take social studies off the back burner with time-saving, easy-to-prep, and engaging resources at your fingertips. If you're a third through fifth grade educator who wants engaging and quality social studies resources all in one place, wants to maximize your time to prep and teach social studies, and you want social studies to be fun for your students, you might be a good candidate for the Smart and Simple Social Studies membership. This is something that I'm currently in the works of finalizing and putting the finishing touches on. You can get on the waitlist to be notified when the membership will be open. All you have to do is go to smartandsimplesocialstudies.com. Once you join the waitlist, you will be in the know on when the membership will be open next. This is the Social Studies Teacher Podcast, a show for busy elementary teachers looking for fun and engaging ways to easily add social studies into their classroom schedule without feeling overwhelmed or pressed for time. I'm Kirsten of the Southern Teach, an educator and mom who is passionate about all things social studies. I love sharing ideas and strategies that are low prep and easy to implement. So let's dive in together. Hello there, fabulous teachers. Welcome to another episode of the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. I wanted to continue this talk about state testing and talk about specific test prep tips. There's a total of 16 that we're going to discuss today. The first set we're going to talk about are test prep tips as a teacher for your upper elementary students and ways you can support your students for any state standardized test that they may be encountering this year. And then I will be going over 8 test prep tips for students. So this is kind of more relatable for students and things for them to note. This specific test prep tips that I have for students is actually something I gave to my own fifth graders a couple of years ago. So this is going to be something that my students thought was really helpful. And I remember even one of the parents emailing back, "This was really helpful. Thank you." So hopefully this helps your students and parents as well. The first tip I have is to understand the test format. Hopefully this is something you've already started doing months before the actual test, because I'm sure the state standardized testing is coming up in the next month or so. So make sure to familiarize yourself with the format of your state test, understand the types of questions, time limits, and any specific instructions. This will make sure that you are able to tailor your teaching to align with the test requirements. Usually, any type of state test, such as the STAR for Texas, is going to have their information along with previous state tests or previous release tests, usually. So yeah, if you go to, for example, for Texas, if you go to the tea.texas.gov, and you'll see STAR resources for everything you need to know for any type of test, as well as different resources and blueprints about what's expected on that specific test. The second tip I have is to review the content standards. Make sure that your curriculum aligns with the state standards being tested. Any type of guided curriculum that you might have, or supplemental resources, district resources, just make sure that what you're teaching is aligning with the actual state standards that are going to be tested. Review any specific content areas and skills that will be assessed, and focus your teaching on these key concepts. From most states, likely this is not going to apply for social studies. If you're listening to this and you're in a grade level that tests social studies, definitely make sure that what you're teaching is aligning to the test. But this could apply for ELA, writing, math, science. All of these are applicable to really any subject. The third tip I have is to practice with sample questions. Incorporate sample questions into your lessons. Make sure that students are familiar with the question types so that it helps alleviate test anxiety. As you are practicing with sample questions, also provide explanations for correct answers to reinforce understanding. We always did sample parts. Sometimes we would do the whole test, but also we would take just a look at a couple of questions at a time and analyze the questions, give them the chance to answer the questions on their own, and then discuss those answers together as a class. The fourth tip I have is to implement test-taking strategies. Teach effective test-taking strategies that have worked for your students in the past and continue to work. This could include any methods for approaching different question types, managing time during the test, and also strategies for eliminating incorrect answer choices. One of the big things that I did with my students in ELA is if they're reading a passage, they are annotating, taking short notes on the side, and when they're coming across the question, they are highlighting and underlining keywords and phrases that will give them clues as to where to look in that specific passage. When they come across different answer choices and they read those answer choices, they're also eliminating answer choices that just cannot be the correct answer, like completely off the rails, incorrect, you know it's incorrect. And usually, with a lot of the tests we took, they are able to eliminate one or two incorrect answers that are wildly incorrect or are definitely not correct based on what they know, and they may be able to narrow it down to two possible correct answers. From there, they're going into the passage and finding, based on the clues, they're finding any correct answer and evidence supporting that correct answer. What we would have students is underline text evidence in the passage, and they mark their answer, they label that evidence as question number one. So if they are deciding that B is the correct answer for number one, they're underlining that evidence, proving the answer for question one, and they're also labeling their answer with the question number. So they're going to label next to the evidence number one in the passage. So those are just a few different test-taking strategies as far as ELA. The fifth tip I have is to create a positive testing environment. Usually, the tests are going to be taken in the classroom and likely on a device. I know a lot of tests now are completely digital and there are no longer any opportunities to take it with pencil and paper. But either way, make sure you are fostering a positive and supportive atmosphere in the classroom. You can help develop a growth mindset with your students and emphasize the importance of doing their best rather than focusing solely on scores. Taking their time, really reading the answer choices and questions, and trying not to skip ahead too many times or quickly pressing buttons on their device, and just also respecting other people, not making fidgeting noises or, you know, just being respectful to those around them. Number six, simulate testing conditions. Kind of piggybacking on the fifth one, dedicate time to simulate testing conditions, having a mock STAR, as we do in Texas, or mock state test. So we would even have the teachers who are going to proctor our classrooms go in and give the test as if we were going to be taking that test. So just as much as possible, giving them the opportunity to simulate the testing conditions. This could be taking practice tests under timed conditions, having students only bringing snacks, having certain proctors come in and take those students that need to be tested. This all will help students become more comfortable with the test environment and builds their stamina. This could be especially important when this is the first time that they're taking some type of state assessment and they're not really sure to expect. If they do a mock test, they could possibly alleviate that anxiety, that testing anxiety. And they're like, oh, that really wasn't that bad. Now I know what to expect. People are talking about this test that we have to take, and I feel more comfortable. Tip number 7, provide individualized support. Make sure beforehand to identify students who may need additional support and provide extra help or resources. This kind of goes back to the previous episode when we were talking about power hours. When you're doing this 6 to 8 weeks out, this is a really great time to make sure to pinpoint and tailor instruction to specific students based on where they're currently at and where you might expect them to be at as far as if you think they may need extra support. So make sure to tailor your instruction to meet the diverse needs of your students, whether they are not mastering certain standards or they are mastering all the standards and they're just really, it's a matter of extension and maintaining. Make sure everyone has the opportunity to succeed in their own way. The 8th tip I have is to communicate with parents. Keep parents informed about the upcoming state testing. Make sure to give them resources and suggestions for how they can support their child's preparation at home. And also make sure you're encouraging open communication to address any concerns or questions. Don't leave parents in the dark. If their student is possibly not going to pass the state standardized test, you want to make sure you're communicating that up front. You could schedule a parent conference or show them their mock test scores and just kind of give them a ballpark of like what kind of standards they need to support them with and how they can best support them at home. This next section is a really great part for students to understand really some test prep tips and how to study for a test in general. So if you want, you can play this part to your students and have them listen in on some tips on how they can study and just best practices on test taking. How to study for a test. Do you have a big test coming up, but you're not sure how to prepare or study for it? Here are some helpful tips and habits on how to study for tests so that you can be prepared for any test in any subject. Tip number 1 is to have a study schedule. Set aside some time outside of school to review and study what you have learned. Getting into a habit of studying will get better with time and effort. Tip number 2, plan ahead. Don't wait until the night before a test to start studying. Many people need to see a concept several times before remembering the information. So instead of studying for 3 hours the night before, try breaking it into smaller sessions over a week, such as 3 1-hour sessions. Tip number 3, rewrite the material in your own words. If you're studying for a test that requires a lot of reading or taking a lot of notes, make sure to stop, think, and summarize what you have read about in your own words. You can rephrase out loud, or you can do this by writing it down. Tip number 4, make flashcards. If you're studying for a test that requires memorizing vocabulary words, equations, or other facts, you can always make your own flashcards. It's easy to carry around and it can be more helpful than reading a page of notes. Tip number 5, teach the material to someone else. Find a study buddy, friend, or relative and explain the material to them as if they're hearing about it for the first time. This helps you reframe the information in new ways and think more carefully about how everything fits together. Tip number 6, make your own study guide. Even if your teacher gives you a study guide, you can still make your own. Just making a guide can help the information sink into your mind, and it's a great way to make it in a way that you learn best. You can add your own pictures, diagrams, slideshows, flashcards, and so much more. Tip number 7 is to redo homework problems. Math tests are usually similar to the homework problems you've been doing. So try to review practice problems from everything you will be tested on and focus on problems that you have struggled with. Rewrite the problem, hide your notes, and solve it from scratch. Okay, here's my last tip for you guys. Tip number 8 is to review major concepts. Always do a quick review of what you learned each day. If you have a hard time remembering smaller details, it's very important to take some time to review this too. The best way to study for a test is to make sure to study regularly and practice at home. Cramming a ton of information and trying to remember things just by looking at notes or looking at teacher study guides may not help you get to the score that you want. These tips do take some time and effort, but they will be worth it when you get the score you are working towards. These test prep tips are good for really any test. It can be for a state test that's coming up for you or any classroom test that you may have. That is all I have for you today. Hope these tips were helpful to you. Thanks for listening to the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Instagram at The Southern Teach. I can't wait for you to join me in the next episode for more teacher tips and strategies. Something's a-brewing at The Southern Teach TPT store. If you have not heard already, I'm in the works of creating a year-long social studies curriculum for communities, Texas history, and U.S. history. The guided Smart and Simple social studies curriculum is daily lessons and activities that are bite-sized and can easily be implemented in 30 to 45 minutes. It's TEKS-aligned for all you Texas teachers, but it's still flexible enough to use in any order or with any state curriculum. And each social studies unit has everything you need to simply teach social studies. Easy to follow lesson plans, guided notes, practice activities, exit tickets, and so much more. It's everything you need to implement engaging social studies lessons that students love and teachers enjoy because it's so comprehensive and super easy to prep. Right now, you can purchase any of the bundles for 20% off. If you're interested, you can head over to my TPT store. The link is in the description, and my name is The Southern Teach.